1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you guys are off to a great start. And yes, it is Tuesday. Just a heads up out there. I know there's some parents are probably feeling like this is a Monday from anybody who had Mondays off. That always throws me off. Like, I like having Mondays off. Obviously, because Fridays we just end up hanging out and having beer in the studio. So it's like, yeah, I'll take that day. I don't want to take that day off. I'll easily take a Monday off. Problem is, it just throws me off every single time because I have a certain schedule of things I do on Mondays and I completely just spaced out. Like yesterday was Labor Day. So now I'm back in action this morning. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's Tuesday. I can't forget what I do on Tuesdays. It's like, yeah, I like the 4-day work week, but sometimes it does kind of mess me up. So parents, if you have to go pick up your kids today from school, it's Tuesday. Just a heads up. Just helping out the community here. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There are some changes that are going to be coming to some public schools in New York. And New York's just one of the states that have implemented some new calendar holidays. So meaning kids are going to have those days off. They added 3 days specifically to their school calendar for holidays. And so they've added one for October, one in February, and one in mid-June as well. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can see the dates that they are going to be adding more holidays to the school calendar. But I think this is kind of an interesting idea. Normally, here in Michigan, you know, we have Labor Day, obviously, Thanksgiving break, winter break, MLK Day, President's Day, spring break, and Memorial Day. Those are usually our designated school holidays. But I'm wondering if they should add more. And because New York is going to be doing that, it's not too far-fetched to think that Michigan could follow suit and add more holidays. I'd like to know from you guys, 978-1077, what holidays you would add. I know it's not an official holiday, but I think all of us can agree that the day after the Super Bowl, there should be nothing. No school, no work, just time to reflect. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1989 is the 21st studio album from the Rolling Stones called Steel Wheels, and this was hailed as a major comeback when it was released. It was notable for patching up the working relationship between Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and kind of goes back to a classic style of music for them and launched the band's biggest world tour to date with songs like Mixed Emotions, Rockin' a Hard Place, and Almost Hear You Sigh. It was also the last album they recorded for Columbia Records. So this one is a staple. It should be in your record collection. If you don't have it, pick it up. Give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I heard about this restaurant in Detroit. I've never been to it before, and I'm surprised I didn't hear about this growing up on the east side of the state, but it's one of the best Italian restaurants in Detroit. This place is called Giovanni's Ristorante. It's been open since the late 60s, and it's hosted dozens of A-list celebrities from Larry King, Tony Bennett, George Clooney, and even Frank Sinatra as well. So if you open up the 1077 RKR app, take a look at this place. Talk about, this has been a family-owned restaurant since it first opened up. It actually began as a pizzeria, strangely enough. But the owner, she wanted to switch over to fine dining, and people thought she was crazy because apparently they were so successful as a takeout pizza place that they were like switching it up like that. Like, that's taking a big risk, especially if you're really popular and you're doing really good business. But luckily it worked out in their favor, and there's tons of different celebrities that have eaten at this place. So definitely want to check it out. That, and they make their own pasta and pasta sauce. So that's already a huge win. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So obviously football is back. Everybody's really excited. Of course, all the fans of Taylor Swift are excited because her and Travis Kelce obviously got engaged. But that led to a kind of embarrassing moment for a dispatcher in Ingham County. There's an emergency dispatcher who left her microphone on, and you can hear in this audio on the 107.7 RKR app about how, you know, they're supposed to be relaying important information to first responders. For one dispatcher, she really kind of outed herself. It was actually kind of funny because she's sitting there and she's like, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got engaged, and like, she's super stoked for it. And one of the guys in the, I think he's in like an EMT. Dispatch, your mic is on. She's like, oh my gosh, you can hear this embarrassment in her voice. It's up here on the 107.7 RKR app. Somebody had the best, one of the dispatchers though, he's like, best hot mic. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. And we are once again joined in the Prairie Farm studio by our good buddy Nick from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. Good morning, bro.
Good morning.
You hit every red light this morning.
I did, yeah. I was running a little behind. And then, of course, every red light that only spikes the blood pressure a little bit.
Yeah, I know how that is. That totally bites. One thing that doesn't bite, though, is that we have reset the score for our Rocker Big Picks of the Week.
Yeah.
And we've started it off 0-0, so let's do a little quick recap of last week. U of M took down New Mexico with ease, 34-17. I almost got the right score on that one. I was close. Ohio State, in a low-scoring battle of defense, they won 14-7, no points there. Mm-hmm. And State crushed Western Michigan in a rough open for our Broncos, 23-6, no points there. But we did both get a point for the U of M victory. So we are tied 1-1 as we begin our big picks of the week. And football is back, baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Life is good. Let's start it off with the opening game of the 2025-2026 NFL season. It's Thursday night's opener, Eagles versus the Cowboys. Nick, how do you think this game is going to go?
Oh, you know, Cowboys are terrible. that's about it. You know, and I feel like they only got worse. They're giving away all their best players to Green Bay Packers, unfortunately. But we're going to go in the direction of the Eagles, and I think it's going to be a bit of a blowout. I'm going to go with a 34-21 score.
Yeah, you're giving them more points than I am. I'm actually very close with you on that prediction. Eagles, I know we're going to take this. They're going to come out hot. They're one of the favorites. 38-14 is what I'm going to give this one. So one less touchdown. Moving on to your game this week.
My game is the Bills-Ravens game. I believe that's a Sunday night game, so that is a really good matchup. Pretty excited about this one. It is at the Bills. You can't count out Jared Allen, but I feel like the Ravens are going to come out hot as well, and I think they're going to pull this one out. Lamar is going to just ball out, and I think it's going to be pretty close, though, so I'm going to go with a 27-24 score.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be a close score. However, Bills at home. Bills have done just about everything except made the Super Bowl.
Right.
And this is going to be a year where they're going to be the team to beat between these two. This is a Super Bowl-esque way to start the season off. I think home field advantage is going to play towards this one. And I'm going to say keep it within one score. I'm going to say Bills are going to actually end up taking this one 32-24. But I wouldn't be surprised if we get some high scores here.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness Big Pick of the Week. It is the first Lions game of
Let's
the season.
Go.
They're going to be in Lambeau. They're going to be at Green Bay this weekend. Nick, what do you think this game is going to turn out to be?
I think it's going to be a pretty epic game. It's going to be a solid opening game, back and forth. I'm just going to hope that Jordan Love does not play well. That's what it's going to come down to. I think it's going to be high scoring to two big, powerful offenses. So I'm going to go with a 34-31 victory for the Lions.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Lions on this one. I'm feeling like Love is going to make some first game jitters and maybe throw a pick six.
Oh, yeah.
But I see him throwing some at least one interception in this game, maybe a fumble or two. I see the Lions coming out strong. They've got so many offensive weapons. Give me 42-23 Lions dominant.
Let's go.
In Green Bay. All right, Nick, tell us what's going on at Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness.
Well, we're getting ready here. We're putting together some personal training packages. So we heard from some people that they were looking to get something that's more focused on training and not necessarily stuff on massage therapy. So we're putting a little bit more focus into creating some packages that are for those types of people that are just looking for training.
Awesome. And what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
You can go on our website. That is kzooathleticwellness.com, or you can give us a call at 269-373-1000.
Beautiful. If you guys want to try to get in on this action, feel free to make your picks and keep your score at home and text us on the chat button. Let me know how your scores are going, but keep it fair because we, you know, we hit a reset. So you guys have been keeping score all year long. Like, yeah, I got 85 points right now. You guys suck. But if you want to get in and possibly get some winnings, we've got Detroit Lions scratch-offs for you from the Michigan Lottery, up to $500,000 in winnings you could get your hands on with these scratch-offs. So hit us up right now, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win $20 in Detroit Lions scratch-offs as we welcome back the NFL and another year of seeing if the Lions can take it to the Super Bowl. Roar! Two for Tuesday on 1077 RKR, and we've got our new Workplace of the Week. Our good friend Angel scored Workplace for her job at Maple Hill Sprinkling. And you could be a part of Workplace of the Week and win a pizza party from BC Pizza Kalamazoo for your workplace. Just get signed up on the 1077 RKR app, WRKR.com. Click that Workplace button, get signed up, and then every Friday right after 9, we'll be joined in the studio by Zoe Turner from BC Pizza, and we will do that crucial Workplace of the Week announcement. That's when we make the announcement for who the new Workplace winner is. Right before we crack that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company on 1077 RKR. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. It's so funny, now that I work mornings, I appreciate when the function only goes till about 9:30, 10 o'clock, because by that point, I'll be honest, I am toast. I'm cooked completely. It's very rare that I can stay up super late. And if I do, I'm sleeping in way in the next morning. I'm just not used to it anymore. Well, finally somebody gets it because somebody has made this thing called the Early Birds Clubs. And these are clubs that normally, you know, when you think of like going to the club, you're like out until like 2-3 in the morning, which is impossible for me. And most of us listening, I mean, most of us, like, we get home from a concert at midnight, we're cooked for the next day. Well, these mainly female targeted dance parties go from 6 to 10, which is just absolutely brilliant. Like, if you can get the function going from 6 to 10, that is my prime time. And they've got these different clubs popping up all over the area, near Michigan as well. And we have them up here on the 1077 RKR app. Not too expensive either. There's, as of yet, no Michigan dates, but they keep adding them. I think something like this would probably be pretty smart because I just don't see Kalamazoo area being the super late nightlife kind of place. Like, you want to get something going from 6 to 10, you're going to have a majority of people come out for that. They're like, okay, I can manage going to bed at 10.